Oh, now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite
My
Burger.
My Favorite Burger. Was that good?
We're working on it.
Hi, but then I think I just broke my microphone. I hate everything right now.
I hate everything too.
And then I called Jay from Apple. He doesn't know anything.
Well, he sounds like an idiot.
He was very polite, but a moron.
Most idiots are polite.
I mean, I think it's all recording, so it's just... I know. Okay. Oh, I think it's working. Okay.
How was your week?
It was terrible.
Your week was terrible and I hate New York. You know, they don't make t-shirts that say I hate New York.
Like a heart with the X, like a stop sign. Yeah.
No, I had a great time. We saw a show.
Oh, fun. What did you see?
We went to see Company.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
I didn't know of it either, but it's a Stephen Sondheim production starring...
Then it's fabulous. I love it.
Patti LuPone.
Patti LuPone?
We saw Patti LuPone. She saw us this week.
No, my mom had gone to see Sweeney Todd, and she was like, it was so bad, and we hated it, and we ended up leaving, and... I was like, well, who's in it? My mom was like, I don't know, Patti LuPone. And my sister and I both went, Patti LuPone? Like, you just stay for Patti LuPone. Like,
yeah, we were there for Patti. We were, because you know how she sometimes yells at the audience? We were hoping she was going to do that, but she didn't. We were too well-behaved, I guess.
Bummer.
So but it was good. It was like the music was really good. The plot was very confusing. And there was a famous person on the stage. So, like... I was happy.
Hello, yeah. Broadway.
Hello, Dolly. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well, hello, Dolly.
But apparently, I did some follow-up research on the show, and, like, Patti LuPone did this role when she was younger.
Yeah, that's a pretty Patti LuPone theme, I think.
Oh, she's reviving it.
Yeah, she revivals everything. Yeah.
Also, I felt really proud of myself because at the end of the show, I was like, I don't think that plot really made sense. Like, it seemed like a disconnected series of just, like, thoughts. And then I looked up I Googled it, and it was like, it only very loosely has a plot. It's a series of vignettes that take place inside the character's mind. And I was like, I got it.
You were like, I get it.
I was confused in the right way. Oh, man.
That's fun. Did you have any good food?
So much good food. So much good beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn beer, right?
Yeah. We did a lot of beer drinking in Brooklyn, but then yesterday I did a lot of Manhattan beer drinking,
too.
Oh,
nice.
Manhattan's not known for its breweries. But
no.
I found one. No, it was just a bar. It was a bar.
That's cool. Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry I missed you.
I know. It would have been fun.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to... gotten to meet some cool peeps.
I know. I'd rather go to Florida, though, and enjoy weather.
That's what I mean when I say I hate New York. I had such a fun time, and it was so amazing to see some of my favorite people, including Patti LuPone. But I thought I was going to come here and, like, want to move here.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, very excited to go home. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's the thing. That's how it happens. That's good. I'm glad that you at least took that off your list.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they call it a New York minute. You just need a minute.
That's it. That's why. Is that what it is? Oh, get it. It makes sense now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great Ashley and Mary Kate movie. Why did I just say them backwards? That sounded so wrong.
Wait, it's Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, I assume because they always stood in that order.
Which is weird because Ashley should be first because it's with an A. Yeah. Ashley and Mary Kate.
Olsen. Mary Kate and Ashley.
Mary Kate and Ashley. Is it triplets? I don't know.
We should let Elizabeth Olsen know that we figured it out. Wait. They have a brother.
Do they?
I think they have a brother named
Rebecca.
James.
James. Sure.
I might have made that up.
James Olsen.
Jamie Lynn Olsen. Because Mary-Kate and Ashley's parents are also Jamie and Lynn.
Yeah. And also the Simpsons mom, right?
Yeah. Is that and Justin Timberlake's
and
mom.
And Justin
yeah.
Timberlake's mom.
They all share a mom. She's written so many books. She always tells all.
That everyone who read it is embarrassed. No, I don't. I'm just like, you know, I don't know. I don't get why boys don't call back. I don't know. That's it.
Same.
Yeah.
It was that same guy. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I can rationalize it to death, but at the same time, I'm too old for that shit.
Does that mean you want to kill him? Rationalize him to death?
I'm not a murderess. No, I just never.
I think people most of the time don't call back because they're assholes.
I know, because this is the way that I rationalize it. To me, it's just absolutely impolite to not call back.
Yes.
And I'm not an impolite person. I
right.
like to think I'm not, but I would call back. You at least if it, like, I don't know, even just a, yeah, same, had fun hanging out, but maybe not.
Right. I think I want to leave it at that. Yeah, just end it.
That's what I
did. He should end it if he wants to end it.
Yeah. But that's why girls are crazy, because we're like, oh, you don't want to end it because you didn't say that. I actually was right. That weirdo guy dude that I was talking to. I actually was like, yeah, I'm just like not really into this. And he wrote back, thank you for just saying that. And I was like, yes. Yeah.
I love when people say that.
But then
I mean, I don't
yeah,
love
yeah, yeah.
it.
I don't want that.
But I mean, I appreciate yeah. it. I appreciate it.
I love when people dump me. So oh polite.
So amazing of them. It's just, it sets my heart aflutter.
I'm like, is this guy gonna like dump me or just like ignore me forever? I hope he dumps me.
I just want to know how he's gonna do it.
Yes! Like,
is he gonna get down on one knee and dump me? Oh man.
Yeah.
So my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a... No, they weren't. My sister's friend was at a wedding this week.
Your sisters that are twins?
Yeah, my sisters that are twins had a friend, mm-hmm. but they're both friends with her. And she got married this week. And guess who her cousin is? And guess who her cousin is who officiated the wedding and was there?
Ariana Grande?
So close.
Okay. JoJo Siwa?
Oof. Colder.
Okay. I need to find like an age in between Ariana Grande and JoJo Siwa.
And a height in between.
Oh, okay. I think both of them are really short.
Oh, then a height above.
You kind of froze, so you were like... okay, are we talking like, it's a woman?
It is a woman.
And is it I'm just assuming it's a pop star.
She has played the part of one before.
Played the part of a pop star. Is it Lady Gaga?
No. Lady Gaga doesn't play any parts.
Well, she did that... the Star Is Born. Was that about a pop star?
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a star.
And she is actually a pop star. I don't know what I'm thinking. I also not a Gaga fan. I'm not Gaga for Gaga.
Want me to show you a blurry
picture of her?
And then I think you'll get it. Okay, so this is, one of these people is the groom, one of these people is the bride, and mm-hmm. then the other one is the person you're guessing.
Maya Rudolph?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How cool is that?
That is the coolest thing. I
know.
I'm dying. I can't believe you
Josh
were there.
Josh Duhamel was at the wedding.
What?
Josh Duhamel and Maya Rudolph.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
What on earth? Why are they friends with them?
Their first cousin is Maya Rudolph. And then I guess when you're cousins with Maya, you just become friends with Josh.
Obviously, because 6 degrees of separation of Josh Duhamel and...
I think Fergie is the go-between.
Oh my God, was Axel there?
Fergie wasn't there. Oh. Fergie wasn't there. Wait, who's Fergie dating now?
I don't know.
Because I said, was Fergie at the wedding? And they said, Fergie and Josh Duhamel broke up a long time ago.
Yeah, but they're still friends.
And I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know
all
they
I know about Fergie is that she peed her pants on stage and that she sang really weird doing cartwheels.
I think Josh Duhamel is like engaged or married.
Yeah.
I got a feeling. Yeah. Oh my gosh. If you want to see the funniest thing, I had this roommate. We weren't roommates for that long. And then she like ended up moving to like a commune in Maine. Whatever. Ooh. I think she lost her mind.
but she's going to be on a Netflix special pretty soon.
Probably. So, I don't know why we thought it was so funny, but we saved it on our DVR. And it was when, and everybody looked this up. I mean, this is like, will not disappoint anybody.
Yeah.
Google Oprah Chicago, like last season, and Fergie. What was the band? What was the group?
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas. And they do a flash mob surprise for Oprah.
Oh.
And Oprah's face, when she finally realizes what's going on, is like just classic Oprah. I mean, she's like,
oh, I can't wait to watch. Oh, I'm definitely going to check that out. Oh, my God. You know what Fergie moment we forgot to mention? I mean, because you know the cartwheeling one, right?
Vaguely.
Oh, you got to watch that.
Okay, I'll watch that.
She cartwheels while she's singing, and it just sounds unhinged. But the other Fergie moment that is fucking unhinged as hell is when she sang the national anthem.
Oh.
Did you not see it?
I don't think so. I mean, I did like a million years ago, but whenever it happened, but.
You should watch it right now. Like, it's so good.
I don't think I can do two things at once.
Oh, wait. Did you ever hear about that lady who Fergie replaced?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She's a black lady singer and she was like amazing. And then they whiteified the band with Fergie, right?
Yeah. There was definitely something like. Big machine about
gentrification.
It.
Gentrification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
gentrified the peas.
I love that Saturday Night Live sketch where they do the other Black Eyed Peas. They're like the other guys from the Black Eyed Peas.
I can't wait to watch the Oprah flash mob, and you need to watch the Fergie.
Done.
State of the Union. Or National Anthem. National Anthem.
Love Fergie to do the State of the Union. What do you think about gas prices? She's like, they're fergalicious.
She's like, well, the peas are still black-eyed. But yeah, Company was good. It was about, like, this woman who had a 35th birthday. Or she was dreading her 35th birthday.
Mm.
And every time her friends told her to blow out the candles, she, like, started imagining their marriages. Because everyone told her, you gotta get married, you gotta get married, you gotta get married. And she was seeing everything that was wrong with their marriages. And then it kind of just ends.
That's my life, I think.
me too.
By the way, you don't blow out 35 candles. That's ridiculous.
No, well, that was a plot point. She couldn't do it.
Yeah. Just after 20, you just put one.
She needed help from from her company to blow out the candles.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well,
but the funniest thing about the play is they all sing-shouted the main character's name over and over again. Like, every scene, they'd be like, Bobby, 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 Bobby. And so now the whole week, my friends and I would just turn to each other and be like, Bobby.
You're like, Zach, can you pass the salt, Zach?
Musicals are so fucking
They're
weird.
So weird. I love it. It's like, I mean, I watched a lot of musicals growing up. I just like felt like a wave of depression.
See, I'm at the point where I notice the opposite waves. I'm like, oh, was that a hint of happiness?
It just like, everyone's like, you know, right before you die, your life flashes before your eyes. I'm like, what? I just die a little every day. But I watched Hello, Dolly, I watched The Music Man, Brigadoon, over and over and over.
I've never seen any of those three.
No? Oh, my gosh. Really?
I think Dolly Parton is in Hello, Dolly.
No.
No?
Close. It's Barbara Streisand.
Oh,
Barbara Streisand and... Oh, what's the guy from Grumpy Old Men?
Gene Hackman.
Saying old people.
Yeah.
So funny. No, whatever his name is. She's so good. You ever saw The Music Man? Music Man's
Humphrey
so good.
Humphrey Bogart.
No, I don't know who those were. I don't know any of their names, actually. I'm thinking of it now. And Brigadoon. Brigadoon had Frank Sinatra. That's a name.
I know him. He did it his way.
Yeah, he did it his way.
It was actually Gene Kelly.
Brigadoon was great. Brigadoon is about a town that... wakes up from 100 years sleep. So they sleep for 100 years and then they're awake for one day and the town like reappears and they're like, Brigadoon, Brigadoon, Brigadoon. And
they're so happy to be awake for a day to enjoy the town.
Yeah. And Frank Sinatra and his buddy.
It was actually Gene Kelly.
Like happened to stumble upon the town of Brigadoon. I think
the day they wake up.
The day they wake up.
Wait, does the first act of the play show them sleeping the whole time?
I think it definitely shows them waking up.
Oh my God, have you seen the other two on HBO? No, you haven't.
I don't know, I'm so lame. It's on HBO. I gotta get it. You mean Schmigadoon?
It's a Brigadoon connection, though. The one of the main characters on the other two is like a failing actor, like a struggling actor, and he gets this role in a play. He gets like the main role in a play, but the play is called like As Albert Sleeps or something, and so he plays Albert just asleep the whole time.
Score.
Yeah.
But then Frank Sinatra.
It was actually Gene Kelly.
Falls in love with one of the Brigadoon girls.
Ooh, a Brigadamsel.
Yes, a Brigadamsel. But he now knows that they're going to fall asleep. So he has to decide.
Do I spend a day with... Well, it's an easy answer. Spend a day with them. That's all you can get, so get it.
He's probably not going to call anyway.
Right, right. And they wouldn't be able to answer either way. They're asleep, Frank.
And then lucky her, she doesn't have to wait for a text message because there's no phones that do that in Brigadoon.
It's kind of like the opposite of Sleeping Beauty. It's like an awake man shows up.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
To rouse the town. Yeah, it's weird.
But they, you know that one song from that show. It's like
Brigadoon, Brigadoon.
that hit. Also, it's like get off your shaking the boat. Get off, get off, get off, get off, get off. You're rocking the boat. Yeah, rocking the boat. It's from Brigadoon.
It was actually Frank Sinatra in Guys and Dolls. I don't know that one. I think I do. Yeah.
If you did hear it, you'd be like, I've known this my whole life.
So wait.
Ew.
In a town where everyone's been sleeping for 100 years and they wake up for just a day, why are they so worried about shaking a boat?
I think that that has nothing to do with that plot.
Oh, okay.
That is like a side note song.
Because I just feel like if I woke up with the whole town for the first time after 100 years, I wouldn't even be talking about a boat. I'd be like, what desserts should we eat before we go back to sleep?
I love how much you love food. I don't know if they know that they're asleep for 100 years. Plot twist. But the day they wake up, it's like the wedding of somebody. It's somebody's wedding.
Mrs. Brigadoon.
It's Bridget Brigadoon.
She built the Brigadoon Bridge.
You know, the Brigadoon Brigadoons, the Brigadoons of the bridges.
Oh, the dunes. Bridges. Have you been to the Brigadoon Desert? The Brigadoon Dunes are beautiful this time of year.
Bridget really, really loves the Brigadoon Dunes.
All the no trespassing signs say, Briga do not pass. I forgot where I was going with that for a second.
I love it. Love it. I love it. Zack, 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 zack.
Bobby.
Bob.
Bobby.
It's just so funny when everything gets quiet to just go, Bobby. It's just a good, fun time for everyone.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Wait. Yeah. I'm gonna interject a burger right here.
Okay.
Even though we typically wait.
No, go. You can burger anytime you want.
Yeah, burgers anytime. And this is a Brigadoon burger. Not really. But Brigadoon, the plot of Brigadoon is reminding me of my burger this week.
Oh, nice.
So you said they wake up after 100 years sleep. Yeah. And that's only slightly related. But have you been watching Severance?
No, Severance, no.
I'm excited to tell you about it.
Okay.
So my favorite burger this week is Severance. It's a show directed by Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Starring Adam Scott and Patricia Arquette. And then it also has, like, Christopher Walken, and it's, like, amazing.
Oh, my God, wait. I just read an article about how... what's his face went to Connecticut and like talked to Christopher Walken.
Ben Stiller?
No.
Adam Scott?
No. The British guy. The British guy from the British Office.
Oh, Ricky Gervais?
The other British guy from the Office.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. He's the Dwight. He's the Dwight of the British Office. He's tall.
Oh,
and
I don't
skinny.
Know him.
Yeah, he's the glasses.
Tim Allen.
The tool man? no, not Tim the tool man. Tyler, whatever his name is. No, the tall, like, string bean British guy.
Pee Wee Herman.
No, but I
Gumby.
No, those aren't real people. he's part of the show because.
Oh, Torturong.
You're not gonna think of the name because he's
oh. Is he white?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know who he is.
My God, I have tears. he's part of the show. I've never seen the show.
Okay.
Maybe he writes the show, but he was.
Oh, maybe.
He's the one who convinced Christopher Walken to do the show.
Oh, cool.
And he went to his house and Christopher Walken was like, hi, welcome. I just made an omelet. Do you want to share it? And I just thought that was really funny.
That is funny.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Christopher Guest? No, I don't know. But anyway, so I need to explain the plot to
you
because I don't even know if I'm going to like the show's ending.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept of it is why it's my favorite burger.
Okay.
It's so fascinating. Okay, so the concept of this show is basically, and first of all, it's like a dark comedy drama.
Yeah.
It's like very lightly, darkly funny, if that makes sense.
I get it.
Takes place maybe now or maybe in the near future, but it's kind of got a sci-fi tilt to it.
Oh.
There's this big tech company called Lumen.
Mm-hmm.
And people who work there agree to get severed, which means they put a microchip in your brain, and whenever you're at work, you have no awareness or recollection of your outside of work life. And whenever you're outside of work, you have no awareness or recollection of your at work life.
Oh.
So it basically splits yourselves into two. They call it your innie, the person at work, and your outie, the person out in the world.
Mm.
And so from the perspective of your outie, you like wake up in the morning, you drive to work, you walk in, and as soon as you enter the elevator, you lose consciousness. And then the next thing you remember is coming back out of the elevator and going home. But your work self only remembers waking in the elevator, going to work, and then getting back in the elevator to leave.
Oh.
And the only way you can quit your job at Lumen is if your outie approves your innie's request.
Okay. But how would the outie know?
Right. The outie wouldn't know. So for example, I don't want to give spoilers, so I'll just give like hypotheticals. But for example, let's say something horrible was happening to you at work.
Every day. I get it. Just kidding. I don't know.
Outside of work, you would have no awareness of that. So, for example, let's say while you were at work, you wrote yourself a note saying, I hate working here. They're horrible to me.
You
need to let me quit. Then the next morning while you're at home, you would, like, see that you have that note from yourself. But the only way to actually quit would be if you see that note and go, yeah, I want to let myself out of there. But you're not aware of anything bad going on. So it's, like, two of yourselves.
No, that's competing. Crazy, because, like, also you'd have to have, like, an awareness in your inner to know that you want to talk to your outer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
I like it, and
it's really crazy.
I love it and hate it.
And so, like, you can have, like, a relationship at work that your outside of work self doesn't know about.
If you're into, like bathroom sex?
Yes, or, like, hallway sex.
Mm-hmm. I am not into hallway sex.
And so it's kind of about, like, the ethical and moral complications of that. And it's kind of also about, like, innies trying to alert their outies of certain things.
Yeah.
And then also outies being completely unaware of why they would need to quit working there.
So, do you go home? Like, if you had a spouse?
Yeah.
You just don't talk about your innie stuff?
They talk about it as much as they're aware of it. So, like, they're aware that they work at Lumen. They're aware that they're severed.
What's new? What does the company do?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's very mysterious and, like, sketchy and dark.
Ooh, I love this.
Like, another example of why it's so cool is, like, you could be next door neighbors with someone you work with and you don't know that you work with them. Like,
oh, this is cool.
It's really cool. It's so fucking cool. I think the final episode comes out this Friday, and it's only been like 6 episodes or something. And I'm hoping I like how it ends, but the concept alone made it my favorite burger.
I love it. I am so in whatever this is on.
It's on Apple TV.
Apple TV. Okay, done.
So good.
Yeah, his name is Stephen. Stephen
Hawking.
No.
Stephen King.
No.
Stephen Aerosmith. Steven Tyler.
Why is his mouth so big?
Was it Steve Irwin? Who was
Steve
Irwin?
Steve Irwin was the crocodile hunter.
That was his name, Steve?
Yeah.
I remember I was in, like, New Mexico at a restaurant, and that came on the TV.
When the stingray struck?
Yeah.
Oof.
We were, like, on vacation.
I was in my frat house at college. I think we had a portrait of him in our...
No way you were not in college. No way.
When did Steve Irwin die?
Like, 1994.
No.
Yes.
Really?
I was, like, on a family vacation in New Mexico.
He died September 4th, 2006. I was brand new in college.
No, that can't be true.
Yeah.
So who died in 1994?
Let me Google that. Died in 1994.
He died in 2006?
Okay. Yeah, you know who died in 1994, actually? Ooh. I'm skipping a lot of them, but... Kurt Cobain and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And John Wayne Gacy.
I was really broken up about those two serial killers.
I bet when a serial killer dies, like, so many angels grow their wings or whatever it is, you know?
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah, Steve Irwin died in 2006.
Then I'm very, very, very wrong about my memory of Steve Irwin dying. 2006?
I wonder who that was. Let me check again. I believe your disbelief. He was born in 1962, yeah, and he died 2006, September 4th, in the Bat Reef of Australia.
Then I have to reevaluate my entire life.
You know, Bindi got married.
I know, and had a baby.
Oh, she did?
Bindi baby, yeah.
Did she name it Steve?
It was a girl. I mean, not that you can't name babies Steve now.
Bindi Irwin's baby. Oh, very powerful name. Grace Warrior Irwin Powell.
Grace Warrior. All right.
Grace Warrior Irwin Powell. It's hard to say.
I was thinking the other day, like, if you really want to do, like, a really good celebrity baby name, because I'm 100% sure that Kourtney Kardashian is pregnant.
Yes, I think so, too.
And whatever Barker baby that's going to be, I was thinking, like, if it's a boy, you should name it Barbara. And if it's a
Barbara Barker.
And if it's a boy, you should name it Hank. Hank. But a girl. No. So a boy, boy Barbara, girl Hank.
Oh.
You know, like, really, really toss that out, you know.
What about Barber?
Barbara Barker.
Wait, do we know what they renamed Wolf?
No. So mean.
I feel like it's going to be, Rain is already taken.
I hope
Stormy.
I think we were talking about, we were hoping it was weather related. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I hope it's windy. Windy. Windy and Stormy Webster.
Windy and Stormy Webster.
Thunder. Bolt.
Well, it would have to be thundery.
Thundery. Bolty.
Ooh, bolty.
Bolty.
Wait, it would be so funny if it was something absolutely absurd, because they said, like, we changed his name from Wolf because we just don't think it was him. So, like, what was him? It's going to be like...
Jeff.
Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby. Bobby. Webster.
I'm still really upset about Astroworld.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Like, have Kylie and Travis moved on?
What?
Have Kylie and Travis moved on from that?
I don't know. I mean, like, I also wasn't that, like, surprised. I watched that Astroworld documentary where they're, like, storming the gates and stuff. And, like,
Storming
the gates. Oh, that's what her name is from.
That's where it came from. Oh, they're probably going to name the new one, like, Mosh Pit.
Moshy Webster.
It just really described him better.
It's just like he's not a wolf.
He wasn't as wolfy as we first
thought. I thought I was giving birth to a wolf, and then it turns out he's a Bobby.
I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at times of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore. Remember Shakira was a she-wolf in the closet?
That song was so weird. It was like,
so ow! Weird. Yeah, and she was like, there's a she-wolf. It's weird when artists try to have like their Halloween era.
Yes.
It's like, we don't need it.
No, you're like, we got Monster Mash and we got that Michael Jackson song. We're good.
Yeah, Thriller was enough. Halloween for decades. Shakira doesn't need to be a she-wolf.
A 1979 number one hit, Werewolf in Paris, was enough.
What was that one?
So I don't know why I bought this, but I would, when I first graduated college, I worked at this group home and I would bring these kids to this like place where they could watch people play Dungeons and Dragons. They didn't play, they just watched them. But it was great because they were psycho kids and like we completely just sit there and watch like adult grown men watch like play Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm not even sure it was Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know. It was just like, you fucking nerds. And it was at this place that it was like a comic shop. So it had like comic books, but it also had like CDs for like a dollar. Mm. So I would buy all these CDs. And for some reason I bought the number one hits of 1979. And there was a song. It was the number one hit of 1979 was, let's get physical.
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 Oh my God. Physical.
Oh, 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 let's get into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then there was also.
I call that song Grease 2.
Oh no. Oh no. Grease 2 is Grease 2. I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer,
yes, white gold. Do you think she thinks that's weird?
No, I bet she and Vanna White like bond over being in pop songs.
I agree. Yes, definitely true. But one of the songs that was a number one hit of 1979 was a song called Werewolf in Paris.
There's also a Werewolves of London one.
That is more accurate of actually the song that I'm talking about.
It's also similar, right? He awoos.
He goes,
it's like,
awoo,
yeah.
Werewolves
of London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Well, it could easily be replaced with Paris and London.
Oh my God, I can't believe you let me do that whole thing. It's just like,
I don't know.
So wrong. Yes. Werewolves of London.
Holy moly.
They might have spread to Paris by now.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's so funny. I have on my screen beautiful baby pictures of Bindi Irwin and
the Chance baby's Warrior, cute, huh?
Grace Warrior. Yeah, the baby is very cute. I hope she has a fondness for animals or else she's in the wrong family.
She's gonna be like, I'm really into like computer programming.
Yeah. And never want to go outside.
Ew, giraffes.
I decided recently that of all the animals in the world, if I could be one animal for a day, I would want to do it for 2 days. And for one day, I would be a giraffe, and one day I would be a hummingbird.
Ooh.
I want to experience both.
A giraffe and a hummingbird. Psychologically, I'm going to diagnose you with big man, small man syndrome.
Tell me something I don't know.
I loved giraffes when I was a kid.
Me too. Well, I didn't, but as an adult, I'm getting into them now.
Oh, yeah. So what zoo? Did you go to a zoo growing up?
Yeah, we had the Miami Zoo. Actually, I just read yesterday that the Miami Zoo is retiring its train after like 40 years or something.
The tram train?
Like the tram. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Why?
And I'm not sure. I only read the headline. I haven't been back since I was a little kid, so.
Yeah, we would go to the Bronx Zoo. That was our zoo.
Oh, I love the Bronx Zoo. You want to know why?
Yeah, tell me.
Because it had that amazing section where you could go in the tunnels with the gophers.
Yes!
Were those gophers? Or prairie dogs or something.
Something like that, and you could put your head up?
You could go pop your head up.
Yes!
With them.
Yes!
I wish everyone just saw our gopher heads.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And then did you remember, I remember because I went there so many times, but like at the end there was the spider web that was just like a rope. Then you could...
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, yeah. That was
you know what I really remember vividly about the Bronx Zoo is the gopher tunnels and then just when you're exiting and entering, so many turnstiles, like turnstile fences that you had to walk through.
Oh, you were a weird kid, huh?
That was really weird.
You're cute.
But yeah, the Bronx Zoo was so good. Yeah. My grandma, two of my grandparents, I think, are from the Bronx.
And yeah.
We were a big New York family.
And it was so close to our house. Like, it was like a 40-minute drive, I think. And
oh, my God,
we could
that's
just,
so
like,
nice.
Shoot down there. I loved it. I also have, like, a very, very vivid memory. If we were going to get, like, a piece of cake, and we're in the backseat of my dad's Volkswagen Rabbit zipping down the Taconic Highway, it's like an ingrained memory of after, like, post Bronx Zoo visit.
Yeah.
Do you know the documentary? It's called something, I think it's called Something's Wrong with Aunt Diane, or like What Happened to Aunt
yes.
Diane.
Yes. Oh my God.
That was on the Taconic.
Yep. It was on the Taconic. Yep.
Yes, people sir. Say a city and I can tell you who died there.
You say something, I'll give you a horrific accident.
What? Or serial murder.
Done.
You name it.
No. Me too. I will immediately know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's why this podcast works.
Oh, yeah. How crazy was that? She obviously had like
scary.
A very serious drinking problem.
Well, I forget how it ended, but didn't they test her and there was no problem?
Yeah, I think that's like the conundrum of it. But like, or you're right, because I think I also think I believe that she had like a brain aneurysm or something.
Right. I think that's what I kept thinking is like she must have had some kind of freak brain accident or something.
But they like, didn't they like find an empty bottle of vodka or something like in the car?
Maybe, but I think there was something confounding that. Like,
yeah,
there was something
like
there was a bottle, but she didn't have any in her system.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not remembering it exactly, but.
For our listeners not understanding exactly what our brain links are, this woman was driving back from a family vacation with all of these kids in the car, and she drove the wrong way on the Taconic State Parkway. In New York, and they all died. Maybe one survived? I don't know.
I think one little cousin might have survived, but like all of them died, and no one knows why she drove down the wrong way on the highway. She was driving erratically leading up to it.
Yeah, she was like missing driving for like 4 hours or something. It was insane. Yeah, great podcasts, wherever you can find it. I don't remember where I originally heard it.
Oh, I watched the documentary about it. I think I also heard a podcast about it, too, though. You're right.
Do you listen to Sword and Scale?
Yes.
Why is it so good?
He's so such good. A great researcher and narrator.
I know. And I think mm-hmm. he's also, I don't know what he looks like, but I feel like he's just like an attractive, captivating guy who can get anyone to tell him anything.
His name is Mike Boudet. I just looked him up. There's 287 episodes of Sword and Scale. Yeah. Everyone should listen to it if you, like, really fucked up.
I mean, fucked up. Shit.
Like, really, really fucked up.
And graphic.
Yeah. But, and he has, like, all the courtroom tapes yeah. and all the articles. Like, he does such good evidence.
He does. And he gets the people to go on it and, like, interview them. And they're all, yeah. like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think he's, like, he must be, like, a really captivating, attractive person.
He's so captivating. What is his tagline? It's, like, Sword and Scale, where we reveal that most of the world's monsters are actually real.
Yeah. It's something crazy like that. I know, I probably listened to it like 300 times and I'm like,
yeah, same.
Oh, I love, he gets that guy to say that stuff. Yeah,
it's so good. Scary.
So scary. He's good. He's really good. I think
Did you
the
listen
best.
To his episode on the Satanic Panic?
Yeah, I mean, I've listened
that
to all
one
of
was
them.
So good. Yeah, me too. So, I think.
By the way, where was I during the Satanic Panic? Because I was.
Same.
For very much alive, and
I was not panicked. Was I satanic?
Every time I've ever heard anything about the Satanic Panic, I'm like, but this was like, I was like fully like there and alive. Like,
yeah, but people didn't know, like, the news cycle wasn't the same. People didn't read, like, the news would be printed on a paper somewhere, and then, like, no one would get, like, you'd have to be next to it to see it.
Like, I'm more talking about, why didn't my parents say to me,
people are eating babies, watch out.
Or like, hey, so like, this is Satan, and like.
Liz, Satan, Liz.
Hi, hey, what's going on? Like, stay away from Satan. Like, I didn't have any, like, I don't know, I'm not a parent, but if I were a parent, I would be like, FYI, I mean, I remember my mom being like, don't get in cars with strangers. Like, yes, I remember yes. that, but like.
The craziest thing about that Satanic Panic stuff was the kids who swore it was happening.
Yeah.
The kids who, like, were brainwashed to believe that they had heard it happening in rooms next door and, like. It was just yeah. so many eyewitness children being like, yes, my parents are eating babies in the attic.
Yes. Yes. I just, I think I just listened to something on Case File. You ever heard of Case File?
Case File is so good. I love his accent so much.
He's like so there was an article that came out that was like, the number one podcast, everyone in Australia listens to Case File. And they were like, what's wrong with Australians?
No, it's so good.
It's so good. He's like, wait, let's do the accent.
There's a word that he always says that I love how he says it, and I'm forgetting it right now.
Wait,
but
what?
He's like,
I
broke
okay,
up.
There you go.
I was saying, there's a word that he says, and I just love when he says it, but I can't remember what word it is.
Oh, it's so good. I know what you're talking about.
But he's so good.
That's asthma.
Yes, yes.
For sure. Because I don't even know half the stories are. He's just like, and then in 1973, there was a thing that yes. happened, and they all died. And you're like,
yes. Oh, so good. So, so good.
So good.
He's so good.
Yeah. And I do love how Australians say no for now.
Yes, no.
No.
No. No. No. No. It's so good. What was I going to say? Satanic Panic. What were we just talking about?
Case file. But no, but he was.
They're
I think
all,
I was
they're
just
so good.
Listening to something about Case File had something, and they were talking about Satanic Panic, and the woman who ended up murdering like a million kids or something wild yeah. and crazy. She was a satanic.
Satanic panicker.
Yes, and she like convinced her not only her kids, but she convinced her husband yeah. into believing all that. It's like your own mini cult or something that happened. I don't
yeah,
know.
It's very really crazy wild. And creepy, and it's such a good example of how like word like word of mouth, like a wild, corrupt game of telephone gone wrong, like on a worldwide level.
No, I mean, like, I'm not going to talk shit about my mom. But, you know, she definitely, like, told us stuff that, like, I believed for, like, decades of my life and thought were, like, totally real. But then, like, you grow up and you're like, oh, wait, like, I can make my own opinions and that stuff like that. That's how I think politics are, too. Like, my politics are totally different from my parents because I just don't care. Like, I think I just am like, I'm done with politics. I'm done with politics. I can't deal with it anymore. What is it? It's so bonkers.
It's very corrupt and dystopic.
Yeah.
Dystopian.
It's just odd. I just don't get like, and then we'll make that a law. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, like now in my home state, you can't talk about me in schools. Like that's real.
The reason why I'm laughing is because we had a whole episode where we talked about like, you know, these phrases and sayings like you know,
don't ask, don't tell.
Now like don't say gay. Like. By the way, it's like the gayest thing to say, don't say gay.
I know, like, I know. It's so gay.
It's so gay.
It is so gay.
And like, I honestly think that DeSantis is like, I just saw him on an interview this morning. And like, he was like, no, we're doing this. Like, I think he even knows how stupid and gay it is to not
say
gay. He's
such an idiot.
And, but he's like, I'm not, can't go back now. Well, I don't know.
It's also just so dumb because like, it's like, we should be not saying gun.
Yeah.
Like, don't say gun.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Say gay.
Can you imagine?
Don't say gun, like, say gay. Ooh, that's a good new 2024 slogan. Don't say gun, say gay. It's like don't be mad, get glad.
Yes.
And glad is the gay. Oh my god.
When you can what does she say?
Oh, glad. Yeah. Why are you mad? When you could be glad.
So good.
So good.
Can you imagine, like, the president of GLAAD gets a phone call from Taylor Swift saying, like, so I'm going to put GLAAD in a song? I'd pee myself. I would just, like, start immediately peeing.
I peed myself when I heard it, and I don't even work at GLAAD. I honestly do remember, like, doing a double take when she said Shade never made anybody less gay. I was like, huh?
Like... Amazing. Like, I just got chills so while good. You said that, and I've heard it 10,000 times.
I know, because it starts blending into the song. You get used to it, you know? But the first time I heard it, I was kind of, like, as shocked as I was when I heard the old Taylor is Dead. That was a moment.
Oh, my God, I love that. Do you ever do... So this is what I do with that song. Like, I'm on the phone with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you do the other part?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And, like, but, you're like, hey, can I talk to old Taylor?
Yeah. And then she says.
The old Taylor. I'm sorry. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now.
Why?
Because she's dead.
Woo!
I love that moment.
I do it every time.
I have to check out soon.
Okay. What time is your flight?
So my flight's at 11. Sorry. My checkout's at 11. And my flight's at 2.
Okay.
So I'm going to just, like, head to the airport. But I want to hear your burger before we end.
Okay. So my favorite burger this week is a book that I read. Because I like to read.
Yeah, you read a lot of books.
I do. This Will All Be Over Soon by Cecily Strong. Who
I love Cecily Strong.
Cecily Strong.
I didn't know she had a book.
She wrote a book. Wait, I got to double check that that's the name of the book. Problems.
BRB.
Hold on. Yes. I was right. I'm right. Okay.
This will all be over soon.
This will all be over soon. It's a
Oh, wow. She wrote a lot of pages.
It's a short book, though. It's not, it's maybe, it's less than 300 pages, I think. But I read it in like 2 days because I'm a really smart person and I read fast. Yeah,
you're a voracious reader. There's a lot of words up in that head.
But no, it's just like it's just really good. So there's nothing to spoil. I heard her on Justin Long's podcast, Life is Short.
Life is Short with Justin Long.
So good. Podcast. And he has a house in the Berkshire, so I think I'm going to bump into him eventually, right?
And Deborah Jo Rupp does, too.
Oh, no. She lives in Cheshire. She lives, in the town next to me. Anyway, that would be really fun. Oh,
yes.
I can't do this.
I'm sure they'll both come.
Obviously. I'll make them tapas.
With amaranth. Amaranth tapas,
like
anyone?
I sprinkled it with some amaranth. But this book is great. So I think that it's not what people would expect. So basically she journaled all throughout the pandemic.
Oh, cool.
And turned it into a book and then turned it into a memoir. But the basic idea is that her cousin died at 30 years old from brain cancer. Not a spoiler. It's immediate. You know that's what it's kind of about. So it's like her journey dealing with extreme grief and
mortality.
Yeah. And this crazy pandemic and then the people who then were dying from COVID that she knew and like how she was struggling with functioning throughout it. I don't know. It's just
and
great.
And having to be a funny person.
Yes.
Oh, I want to read that.
Yes. About how, yeah. I bet she does the audio version of it if you wanted to do like an audio book
of
it.
Oh, I love when comedians read me their life story. Seriously. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's such a good recommendation. Her clown sketch was so good.
Yeah. It's so good. There's one part of the book where she talks about how like, If you had gotten a cut and you hurt yourself, like the process of healing that cut is going to be painful. And recognizing and accepting that pain is the like definition of healing. I don't know. It kind of blew me away. It was like one sentence that she wrote and it just blew me away. It was really good. She's really fun and funny and
she's so smart too.
Smart and reflective. I don't know. I could not imagine sharing my feelings that way.
I know they're so vulnerable. Great. That's I mean comedians in general, but also when they write their life stories, it's like I loved Sarah Silverman's book too. Like so many of those books are great.
Did
you not read Sarah's?
No.
It's like...
No, this is like very different for me. I never would really read this. So to be honest, I bought this book and read it because I want to give it to a friend whose dad passed away. But I kind of wanted to read
it
first.
You wanted to make sure,
And I was like, I can't get over how good this is. Like I almost want to buy a second book so I can hold this book
I'm
forever.
I'm totally going to read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love... Comedian memoirs are like... one of the most likely things for me to read.
Oh,
like,
good. Yeah.
When I became a writer professionally, I kind of stopped wanting to read when I get home.
Yeah.
But if it's like a funny person who I really like to learn about, that helps.
I know. I don't know if I even really thought much of Cecily Strong, like not to be mean, but like I just kind of was like, man, whatever. But after reading it, we're basically best friends.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I'm totally going to read that next. Like, maybe I'll download it for the plane.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, it's good. It only made me cry like 400 times, so be careful.
Oh, I love crying 400 times. That's awesome.
I'm done.
I love that. But yeah, you should watch. I mean, you should also listen to Sarah Silverman's book on tape. It's called like, it's a great title. Hold on. What is it called? Sarah... Oh, I forgot to type book. Sarah Silverman book. It's called The Bedwetter. But wait, the subhead is what I can't forget. I mean, I can't remember. Where is it? The Bedwetter. Oh, stories The Bedwetter, Stories of Courage, Redemption, and Pee. It's so good. Oh my God, it's so weird too, because Sarah Silverman is from Adam Sandler's Manchester, New Hampshire together.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler also happens to be famous for a pee in your pants scene.
Yes. In
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. He says, "What? It's the cool to pee in your pants." Yeah.
Aw, and Chris Farley.
Maybe it's a Manchester, New Hampshire thing.
It's a New Hampshire thing. Not just Manchester. It's the whole state. It's the pee state.
Wait, what is it? It's the freedom state?
No, I think it's like the lake state or something. Like the state of a thousand lakes or something weird like that.
Let me see what it is. It's the granite state.
Oh, right. It's the state of a thousand granites.
But isn't their slogan like live free or die trying or something?
Live free or die. Done.
Live free or die. It is. It's just live free or die,
yeah,
right?
Live free or die. Which also reminds me of my favorite P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy, whatever his name is, slogan, vote or die.
Oh, that was so intense.
Yeah. So I voted.
Remember Paris Hilton was a vote or die girl, but then she forgot to vote? And she didn't die.
No. We all didn't die. I remember voting because I voted for Carrie.
I wasn't old enough yet to vote for Carrie, but I would have.
Jim Carrey? No. Who was it?
Steve Carell?
Steve Carrey? You know.
Will Ferrell?
Teresa Hines's husband. Carrie.
Okay, we forgot. I have to go soon, but we also haven't acknowledged some really important pop culture news, which is
slapping.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Oh, Hilaria.
Is pregnant with her eighth bebito.
It's seventh, I think. Eighth?
Oh, it's seventh.
Is it seventh?
You might be right. Seventh.
How do you say in Spanish?
She's siete.
Siete
baby. And Hilaria is muy excited.
Hilaria
new baby
is insane.
Yes, she is, and so is her murderous husband. Hilaria.
Hilaria is bonkers. Oh, I think she's from Vermont. She's also from Massachusetts.
She's from Boston.
Yeah.
She's from like Newton or something.
Yeah.
Or she probably calls it Newton.
She's from this place that I want to, you know, is from Massachusetts.
She's like, yo soy from, how you say, Massachusetts. And it's like, you're from Boston, bitch. Your name is Hillary. Her name is Hillary.
So weird. I love that, like, everyone also just kind of, like, swept that under the rug because they were like, this is too fucking weird.
Alec kind of stole her thunder by killing someone.
Oh, by killing that someone? Yeah, you're right. He was like, I need to squash this story. Boom.
Yeah, Hilaria was like, I cannot have the spotlight anymore.
What if you killed someone?
And then I get pregnant.
And then we have our 400th baby.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, congratulations to Hilaria.
My favorite thing was my sister texted me. She didn't bring up the story. She just texted me like, oh, that's why all those kids are blonde and blue-eyed. Because, like, she's
who
not.
Who is it with?
Because she's not Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like, oh, she's just, like, a regular white chick.
I thought she meant she was
chick.
Cheating.
No, not cheating. Just that, like.
Just that, yeah. She's from New England.
She's. She's just, like, a white bread bitch.
It's so insane, the clip of her saying, how do you say cucumber?
What you call this? Oh, yeah, cucumber.
Cucumber. It's like, did they not have cucumbers in Boston?
Nope. We call them cukes.
Okay, I should sign off and get out of this hotel. Brigadoon, brigadoon.
Bobby!
Bobby!
Bobby! Oh, I died. Okay, thanks. Bye.